20,000 francs I order Stanio to pay without delay.
Too much, my lord. My cousin cannot pay.
Why can't he? I made him lord of a rich estate. Write what I say. Tell him his emperor has need now of labor and of money to build roads and schools to make our Haiti great. Tell Stanio to send his taxes here full pay, or I'll send soldiers to remove him from his place.
Very well, my lord. I'll write as you dictate. And now...
read the next letter.
But, sire, it grows late and I am tired. Be fine to know the lords and ladies are bidden here for a banquet of state. The hour grows near. Very well, I read. It's from the barracks at a field. Signed, Major Longay. Send me 10 barrels of powder and 1,000 purple uniforms today. Also 1,000 scarlet plumes for my troops to wear on display.
I wish I could ride. I'd ascend the powder, but no scarlet plumes. What is this thing that every man in Haiti wants to dress like me? And I'm the king.
Each man a king wants to be, it seems. Slaves suffering from illusions in their dreams.
Speak not of slaves, Ivan. Each man in Haiti now is free. Read the next letter.
But, sire, it is late.
Read it all.
This one is written in so poor a hand, it's hard for me to understand. Some peasant, it seems, who scarce knows how to spell.
Read it, Duval. I'll understand it well. I was a peasant once.
It says, most hard. King of Haiti, liberator of the slaves. We the peasants of Grandmont salute you, and we beg of you a humble favor. We want a school and books, said the teacher, so that we might learn to read and write. Of the blacks, send us a teacher soon. The peasants of Grandmont beg of you this favor and send our love to you and great regard. Respectfully, Blacksmith and Reed. Ha 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 ha! The peasants want a teacher.
Why do we laugh, Ival? Why do you laugh? Is it because you know that I see helpless here? I cannot read nor write myself. never saps the soul, nor avarice lights on earth. O world, I dream, the black or white, whatever race you be, will share the bounties of the earth, and every bone is free. Where wretchedness shall hang its head, and joy like a bird, the tender needs of all men.
penny. Shut up, will you? Come now and dress.
I'll come with you now. Await me here, Claire.
And await you here, my
and generals everywhere are ready to behold. To end this startle of tyrants and saline, who'd make his soldiers work like peasants in the field. Steady your bow, will be my future majesty.
God, river, and we will go to Paris.
De esta forma hemos presentado el penúltimo acto de la ópera Troubled Island de William Grant Steele con la siguiente asignación de partes. Celeste, Muriel O'Malley, mezzosoprano. Popo, Nathaniel Sprinzena, tenor. Aelia, Mary Powers, contralto. Desaline, Lawrence Winters, barítono. Martel, Oscar Natzka, bajo. Vival, Richard Charles, tenor. Stenio, Arthur Newman, barítono. Papalois, Robert McFerrin, tenor. Mamalois, Ruth Stewart, soprano. Claire, Marguerite Piazzi, soprano. Un mensajero, William Stantz. Un mensajero, William Stantz, tenor. Junto a ellos estuvo el coro y la orquesta de New York City Opera Company, bajo la dirección de Julius Rodel. Representación registrada en vivo en dicho teatro el 1 de mayo de 1949. Y atención, nos despedimos por esta noche para retornar el próximo lunes con el acto tercero y final de esta icónica obra del gran compositor afroamericano William Grant Steele. En este programa trabajamos para ustedes locución y toma de voz, quien les habla, Luis Armando, audio compaginación técnica, Leonora Balzani, coordinación, Fonoteca RNU, libreto y programación general, Fernando Funes.
Hasta aquí hemos compartido Lírica Viva, una propuesta de Fernando Funes. Nos reencontramos el próximo lunes a la hora 21.